I am excited to introduce you to Howl FM. It's the best and most convenient way to listen to all the episodes of OMFG. On the web at howl.fm and on the go with the Howl app, stream and download all the OMFG episodes that have been released for the past 6 months. Go beyond the audio and behind the scenes with photos, commentaries, and more. Go further by upgrading to Howl Premium for only $4.99 a month. Get exclusive access to the entire OMFG archive and to all the Earwolf and Wolfpop archives. This includes all episodes older than 6 months, all remastered with no ads. Only with Howl Premium, listen to hundreds of hours of WTF with Marc Maron archives, hear classic interviews with Robin Williams, Louis C.K., and more. Howl has also partnered with some of your favorite hosts and comedians to develop Howl Originals, brand new shows available only with Howl Premium. Check out the great news stories from Lauren Lapkus and the AV Club right now. Already 10 brand new hilarious Howl Originals, and we are adding new shows every single week. Get access to all of this exclusive content both on your phone and on your desktop with Howl Premium for only $4.99 per month. And with the promo code OMFG, you get a full month of free trial. Just go to howl.fm and enter the code OMFG at checkout. Remember, you can use Howl on your phone or your computer, but you can only use my promo code on Howl FM, the website. So go to howl.fm, that's howl.fm, and use the promo code OMFG for 1 month free trial of Howl Premium.
I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we're too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now.
We're doing this for us.
But we're also doing this for you, because let's face it,
you're probably pretty clueless.
I can't feel my face when I'm with you, but I love it, but I love it.
My brother texted me. He's like, do you think that song is about cocaine?
Oh.
And I was like, I have no idea. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's just about being so in love that you can't even feel your face.
But why wouldn't you be able to feel your
face? I don't know. But I think it's more of an emotional thing, like your face, you're numb with, I guess, cocaine.
Probably.
I think it's cocaine.
I think it's cocaine.
We're all singing it like it's not cocaine, but it's.
But it is.
Cocaine. Hey, I am Deanna Raphael.
I'm Emily Foster.
We're here doing a podcast for the Wolfpop Network called OMFG.
Welcome, one and all. Today we have a guest on our show named Allie Monroe.
Great name.
Yeah, she's very youthful. I believe she's 22, not exactly positive,
great.
But we'll find out.
Mm, a mystery.
Please, you guys, feel free to follow us at OMFG Pod.
Yes, please.
We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram.
And Tumblr.
We'd
barely tumble.
I mean, we need
find
to get better about
Twitter
the
and Instagram.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Allie, she's got a couple fun things going on as a youth.
Yes. I think the most notable thing that I would love to dive into.
Yes.
Which I forgot to mention to you, is that she's slightly nomadic. She is a serial subletter.
Ooh.
She doesn't, when I asked her if she owned cookbooks, she said no, because I don't have an apartment. So I think it's like a sparse living world in which she is, you know.
She just roams from like just one apartment situation
mm-hmm.
to another.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She keeps it light and easy.
But she does, I think, have a lot of clothes.
Great.
So, obviously.
Yeah.
And she makes some of her own clothes.
She's a DIY
crafty.
Gal, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're gonna get into that.
And does she do the YouTubes?
I don't think so.
Oh, well, usually they're on the YouTubes.
I know.
She's just doing it for pleasure.
She's an undercover DIY maven.
Whoa.
Question mark? We'll find
Big
out.
Big question mark.
Let's bring her in here.
Yeah, really quick. Oh. I had this one thing that came up, and I thought maybe we can ask our next youth, Allie, being Allie.
Yes.
There's this new thing. It's like instead of being like, hey, bro, you're like, hey, sis.
Ooh.
Do you think that's a thing?
It could be a thing. I like it. I like calling people sis. What up, sis?
Yeah, what's up, sis?
Hey, Ryan, what up, sis?
What up, sis?
He likes it.
He giggled.
I think it tickled his fancy.
Yeah, I kind of like it too.
All right, let's try it out on her.
Okay, great.
I'll bring her in. OMFG! All right, welcome, Allie.
Hi.
Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, Allie.
Tell us your age.
23.
Oh, God, that's beautiful.
Just a fresh little
rolls
thing.
Right off the tongue,
just,
doesn't it?
23. Just a little baby.
Like, hello, I'm 23. I wonder
she's
what
like a little duckling.
I'm ready for marriage in like any time before the 1920s.
Oh,
like I'm just
definitely.
The perfect age with the.
What about right, now?
Yeah. No.
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 You're not on any
now.
Level.
No. No.
No. What about in like when do you see that in your life? Do you see it at all?
Yeah, I mean,
like if you're looking in your own crystal ball, when are you getting married?
I guess, like, ideally,
right.
Like, 31.
Great.
That sounds
reasonable.
Good. Yeah.
That would be, like, my, yeah, that would be my ideal marriage age.
Yeah.
Are there any gentlemen callers in the world who might know?
The Good Wife's Josh Charles would be up there.
Oh, my God. I was just outside this office.
Go ahead.
Talking about Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter is Dead. Which Josh Charles is also a star in as the hot dog guy.
Great.
So
he is, if he's available,
yeah,
you're available.
Yeah, if he's available, I'm available. If
he's
he leaves
adorable.
his other blonde wife. Like,
You are one of his blonde there. Wives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have friends who want to get married?
Yeah, almost everyone.
Oh, they do.
I think I only have one that's like against it.
That's normal. There's always one.
Yeah.
I think I was kind of the one for a while.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing that. That's horrible.
Yeah. I just, like, most things had no sense of what was going to happen to me and when. I was like, I don't know. Sounds great.
Like, the idea of marriage, like, it sounds terrible to me, but I love weddings so much that I'll get married to have a wedding.
Right. Oh, that's cute.
I think that'll work out.
That's not the wrong reason to get married at all. Sounds like the right reason.
Yeah.
So would you... Okay, so you do a lot of DIY.
Yeah.
And what does that mean exactly?
It's like finding tutorials for stuff online and then just following the tutorial and making it. It's a lot of like kitschy home stuff.
Okay.
Clothes, necklaces, it's basically just being good at following directions.
Right.
I can do that.
I can do that.
You have to have, like, that's not fair, actually, to say that about DIY stuff, because there is skill involved. There is skill involved.
That's true. It's like...
I can follow a recipe. I can't follow a craft project.
I can't follow a recipe at all, but I can really nail down just copying something exactly on a craft.
Why wouldn't you just use a glue gun? That's my question.
Yeah, well, a lot of times question. You do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. I have several glue guns. I have more than four because I keep getting fancier ones because I decide that I'm getting more into it.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I know this is awfully specific, but I have a glue gun and it's a cheapo, like 99-cent store style one. So what will happen is I'll go to use it and the glue kind of smears.
Mm-hmm.
Is the more advanced glue gun is you're getting a sweet little dot.
Yeah.
That's not giving you the line of glue schmear.
If you're interested,
that's so Jewish.
Schmear.
If you're interested in just having a dot that's useful, there's like a thing called a glue dot.
Okay.
That's very sticky.
I am interested.
Yeah, it's takes away a lot of the pain.
Yeah.
Of glue guns. No, I leave glue guns plugged in by accident all the time, which is like incredibly unsafe.
Very.
Because they do have renter's insurance.
It was at work all the time. It was really, I was known for it, which is not a great thing to be known for.
No.
Yeah.
Well, better than like the guy who leaves the table saw on or something.
Right.
I mean, it sounds a little less
dangerous. I'm sure I've done the equivalent of leaving a table saw on.
Is your work, do you do DIY stuff at work?
Yeah, actually, because I was an art department assistant on TV shows for a while.
Very cool.
So it's like a lot of like recreating things that are like quote unquote in museums.
Yeah.
Like art installations and stuff for TV shows.
Right. Cool.
Yeah.
So what are some of like the pitfalls? First of all, do you think DIY is a millennial type thing? Do you, cause I don't know that people weren't really crafting. It was kind of like an old, like fuddy-duddy thing to do.
Well, I was the president of the knitting club in my high school.
Pardon. I didn't know that.
I was.
What did you knit, girl?
Co-president.
Okay.
Johanna was my other co-president. Shout out, girl.
Big shout, sis.
Nice usage. But yeah, no, we just once a week met and knit some stuff. But I only did
scarves.
Was
it just the two of you?
No.
Just you and your co?
It was very popular.
Really?
Yeah. Did you ever crochet in knitting club?
Never. My mom and I once did a tag team blanket where she crocheted and I knit and we kind of comboed it together and it was really
and
fun.
You patchworked it?
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I did a quilt with my mom once where we would each take turns on the sewing machine sewing it. It was very adorable.
That's really sweet.
You guys have really fucking quaint stories here, don't you?
Here comes another. No. Back when I was churning butter.
Yeah, I mean, wow. Yeah. Do you know the term maker revolution?
Kind of.
That's sort of the umbrella that I believe the if you take DIY and kind of go further with it, and people consider themselves part of this maker revolution, and I think it's a lot of like millennials and, you know, and early 30 somethings kind of like making a lot of
like
shit.
Like the people that knit stuff around trees.
I don't know if it's that crunchy. I think it's just like wanting to make things, you know, wanting to even make your own beer and wanting to make a table.
Pickles
and
pickles and sauerkraut and soap.
It's like just making a lot of things.
Artisanal craft.
Artisanal, girl.
I love anything artisanal.
Do you?
I mean, I want to say no, but yeah, like I'll go get ice cream if it's like lightly fancier ice cream.
Right.
It's very much like I'm like a sad child of like goop.com. Like I hate myself, but that's just how I feel.
That's great. I mean, Goop
are
is
you rich?
Everything.
No.
Okay.
I joke that I'm like proletariat goop.com. I fake made that website as it was going to be a parody website, and then I never followed through with it. It has like four posts and needs to be shut down. And I don't know why it's still up.
What's the name of this parody website?
Proletariat Goop, like sad porn young version.
Oh.
But it's I love that.
That
I think
is great.
That you should start it up.
I was looking through like to refresh on my DIY mind for this. I was like looking at my past DIY ideas that I had done for this website, and one of them that I think is really good still is making museum cards for the art in your home.
I like that. That's
and then cute. Just like printing them on cardstock,
yeah.
And then it's like fun.
And then it's like fun. It is
fun.
Do they get like, do you back them?
I think you would have to back them and put them on cardstock, and then you'd have to, like, it would be, you'd have to emboss it, I think, to make it look good.
Look real good.
Do you like buy a light for under the thing to shine down on it?
Yeah.
Do that full museum for like, no reason, for like one joke one time.
I got an embosser and I embossed my save the dates, and it is really thrilling.
I've never done it. It feels incredibly satisfying. It feels like it would be incredibly satisfying.
But it's so easy. Yeah. You know, you just take a stamp, throw it in and stick it in the ink pad, then put the powder on it, and then you take this like little mini hair dryer and emboss it up. That's it. But you feel like you are Martha Stewart. You're like, I am so great at this, you know. It's fun. I still want to emboss everything now.
I'm going to go buy an embosser like tomorrow after hearing that story and just emboss everything I own.
I got it at Paper Source, which I'm sure there's cheaper ones, but it was like $20.
Stop That's being so bad. Embossy. She can buy it from wherever she wants.
Hit up Michael's, hit up Joann's.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah.
So tell us, okay, the proletariat goop. What else did you feature on this genius concept of a website?
My other thing that I thought was really smart and original was like tricking people into thinking that Trader Joe's stuff, that I had made Trader Joe's stuff by just adding vegetables to frozen things.
I love this.
And then you just mix it in and then it looks like fancy.
Right. For instance.
For example, they have like those yellow mac and cheese boxes that are shells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then if you pour just like a half a bag of frozen peas in them, and then if you get the carnivorous crunch from the
what are you saying
salad
right now?
Section.
Oh, so it's like a salad mix.
Yeah, and then it's like it's cabbage and kale, I think, and something else. So if you pour it in, it looks like you made it more.
Okay.
And people typically like it.
Right.
And are surprised that it's from Trader Joe's, so I always feel superior and smart.
Yeah. What would that, is that like a pasta salad or a pasta?
I have no idea. Okay. I think like a pasta.
I think it's its own category, you know? Because it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
Served warm.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've made your own category right there.
Thank you so much.
But it sounds like I wouldn't mind trying it.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
It's a good way to, like, put cheese on vegetables.
Right. That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So that's, like, anything else? Because that's fun. Any other, like, youthy ways to make things look fancy?
For a while, I was getting the salmon burgers from Trader Joe's or, like, not Morningstar, but like actually this is tapping into Whole Foods now.
Okay.
Like the they have like beet veggie I'm not even a vegetarian. I don't know why I do this, but the like beet veggie burgers, and then you grill them and then you put them on salads instead of like a crouton. Oh. It's like a fake.
Are you breaking it up?
Yeah. Like cut it up and then it's like good protein.
That sounds great.
I'd eat a salad with a veggie burger crumbled on top.
I totally need that.
I have no problem with that.
I have zero problem with that.
Just,
And other 20-somethings, young 20-something gals, I feel like mostly
gals.
Yeah, are coming over like gal pals on like a Saturday afternoon. And
Tuesday
they're like,
night.
Tuesday night.
They have all the nights free. They have all the nights in the world to do whatever they want. I love it.
I know.
Throw some avocado on there.
And they're like, oh, my God, like a real meal. You're so good at this.
Yeah. Where did you learn how to cook this veggie burger on this salad?
Yeah.
That would be my question.
Yeah. Just pop in a DVD of Sliding Doors.
Oh, my God.
Have, like, a real night of it.
Sold. Yeah.
So what places, what is our go-to spots for DIY? What are the things we should be looking at and the things we should not?
Yes.
Okay. So I really like Design Sponge, but it's, like, way beyond me. A lot of also...
Wait, is that an app or a website?
It's a website.
Designsponge.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or .edu.
I think it's .com.
.com. Great.
She just... Her stuff
Emily.
Is beautiful. Yeah, her name is Emily. Mm-hmm. Do you frequent designsponge.com?
I love it.
It's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of stuff that's like I'll not be able to do for like 10-ish years. It's a lot of
it's
like
advanced.
It's at least 10 years. Like, it's like
why?
Well, it's like homeowner stuff.
Homeowners.
It's like redoing, but I'll still go and look at it for just hours.
Yeah.
There's some things you can do. Like there's one cool extension cord project she does where it's like a braided extension cord that I always really like and open all the time. I don't know why.
Okay. So this is kind of like... It's like visual porn to you. You're like going back to your faves and just drooling over it and not doing anything about it.
No, I don't do. I can pretty much follow, I would say, like 90% of DIY tutorials, and then it'll look like the thing that it is supposed to look like. If you get like too much wood involved and like any sort of construction involved, it gets confusing for me and hard. I think I could do it if I had better tools.
Well, you have to have like a mitered. I worked for a couple years for Lori March, who is an online talent for DIY Network and HGTV.com, and I was her director, producer. And so there were things like, yeah, you need like a mitered edge saw and like you need tool, you know, big time tools to do some of these things. But it does give you, when you kind of, if you were to rent them or if you knew somebody who had them, you can do it.
You can definitely do it. There's one that I also really, I don't remember who did it, but it's like.
By the way, it's not a mitered edge saw. I'm so sorry. That's the type of edge it is where they fit things. So forget that, but go on. It's a circular saw. Go on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's just like cutting small pieces of wood and then laying them down in like a fun arrowy pattern.
Sure.
And it just looks great. And it's like, I have no reason to do this because I am just subletting places anyways. So I have no like true home base for all this DIY energy to go. But I've looked at it and I feel like I could do it. Right. And it's just like laying down. It's kind of like bricks.
Plywood. Okay.
It's almost like a brick pattern, but with no like the stuff inside of brick, like the stuff that glues bricks together. I don't even remember what that's called.
Mortar.
Yeah. Yeah, like no space for the mortar, but the same pattern when it's diagonal.
Okay.
I want to get back to your nomadic life in a moment, but what are some other sites that we should be going to?
Okay. I'm trying to what it is I'll like type in stuff that I'm looking for into Pinterest, and then I'll just start pinning stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't have as many, like, besides Design Sponge, which I check all the time, I don't have that many things.
And Pinterest, obviously.
Anything that you know, maybe check all the time for the wrong reasons that you hate.
I check Cupcakes and Cashmere just all the time.
What is that?
It's a DIY blog that I don't like.
Shade.
Just because you can like look at everything on it and figure out how to do it.
So it's too basic.
It's very basic. And she.
Oh, here we go. Yep. Get into it. Exactly. What's she up to?
She just her writing style is like not fun. And she posts outfit of the days every day, where she has the exact same like facial expression and the exact same angle of her face in them all the time.
Side view, angle down.
Side view, angle down. Yeah. Like, and then she posted a tutorial of how to take the perfect photo.
Oh, I needed that.
But it's not a good system because it just looks like very fake and sad almost.
Okay. So you just judge her basicness.
Which is mean, and I should just stop going to this blog, but I read it, like, very obsessively.
I do that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah.
Do you think, because Pinterest is relatively new, I'd say it's about 4 years old, 3 years old.
That's fair.
Yeah.
And before Pinterest, people, I guess they got, like, Real Simple magazine.
I used to subscribe to Real Simple.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel bad for Real Simple right now because I'm sure.
I still subscribe. Okay. Is that weird? I still subscribe.
I would if I had like a more permanent mailing address. I would subscribe to Real Simple still.
I'm loving this.
No, I mean, I think that like Real Simple is where you would get your kind of ideas from. But
Martha Stewart Living also has.
Living.
Sure. Well, she's the OG, the whole operation.
Oh, her blog is great. Hi, 10 out of 10 recommend Martha Stewart's lifestyle blog.
Okay. Martha Stewart.
For Halloween costumes. So she's such fun ideas.
Does she have one where she dresses up as Snoop Dogg?
I've seen that meme, but I don't know.
They're just like BFF. No big deal. Yeah.
That's great. That's like he Instagrammed.
Oh, they like are legit friends.
Yeah. And he was like, only one of us is a felon. Check your stereotypes. Or something like that.
Ooh, there you
Instagram.
Go. There you go, Snoops. Yep. By the way, cool down. That's your friend next to you. Yeah. But you're right.
Seriously.
But yeah.
Should we take a break?
Let's take a quick break.
And then we had a question for you. Maybe you can noodle on it. Have you, first of all, maybe we should figure out, like, if all this pinning is good or bad for us.
Probably.
Like, get down to the bottom of that. And what you guys in your 20s are pinning, like, what are your boards? What do you got on the boards?
Okay.
You know? And then also,
is cis the new bro?
Cis the new bro.
Try it out on Ryan, our sound engineer. Try it.
Just like, hey, sis.
Yeah.
Oh, he liked it again. He liked it again.
It didn't feel natural.
Okay.
Oh, some people don't say that.
I've never heard it before. I do.
We were going to tease this for the break, guys.
I call everyone male and female man. Like, thanks, hey, man. Hey, man. Yeah.
Well, we're going to work on this. Yeah. We'll be right back. OMFG! Designed and manufactured in Los Angeles, Poprageous is a printed apparel brand specializing in premium leggings and other high-quality printed apparel like swimsuits, dresses, tops, and socks. Poprageous offers leggings and other printed apparel that is inspired by art, pop culture, and the internet, always celebrating the current cultural zeitgeist. They offer tons of different prints and colors to choose from, covering everything from Oregon Trail to emojis to Grumpy Cat. Their leggings are the perfect conversation piece for that next party you go to, and they also offer everyday designs for that day-to-day outfit. Their leggings are extremely comfortable, using only the highest quality performance fabric that is moisture-wicking and has a curve-hugging fit, making them perfect for the gym. Thicker than average leggings while staying breathable, which means you'll never worry about them being see-through. Their leggings are designed with 4 waist stretch for maximum comfort, and the prints won't fade. Double stitching provides extra reinforcement and durability. Extremely comfortable material made of 90% polyester and 10% elastane blend that allows for moisture wicking and a curve-hugging fit. Go check out all the styles on poprageous.com and use code OMFG for 20% off your entire first purchase and free U.S. shipping. Again, that's poprageous.com and use code OMFG at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping. OMFG! Welcome back. We're here with Allie Monroe.
Hello again.
Hey, Allie.
So, Pinterest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Pinterest.
It's like interest with a P.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Pinterest.
It is, but...
But I don't know. I'm, like, very, very bad at pronouncing things.
It's Pinterest, but...
It's Pinterest.
But when you think of it, it's like pinning your interest. Pinterest.
Right, interest with a P. Pinterest.
Which is a cute, clever name.
It is.
This is the first time I've ever thought about it.
Oh, really?
Even though I go to that website. Oh, just all the time.
All right, what are your boards?
Yeah.
Your top
boards.
What
do you got on the
boards?
And
then your bottom boards.
And your hidden boards, secret boards.
Mm-hmm. I have 3 separate DIY categories. Oh. One is home, one is clothes, and then one is called, like, other useful things, which has, like, purses I'm going to make in it, supposedly.
Purses.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good one.
I think it has, like, a cat purse in it that's kind of ugly, and I think I liked, like, a long time ago.
Okay.
But I was just looking back at it, and
like, a little cat face on it?
Yeah, it has a cat face on it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I need to, like,
reevaluate that. Do you delete pins?
I don't really.
Okay.
You can't mass delete stuff, so it discourages me from going through and doing it.
Yeah.
And then I have, like, an easy food and hard food.
That's cute. Okay. All right. What are the hidden ones?
Stop fucking around.
The hidden one.
We know you have them.
I think I only have one hidden one, which is weddings.
That's what everyone
has. So she did have it. Everyone has a hidden wedding one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you even invite anyone to it?
No. It's just...
Name the one thing on there that you, like, would love to do.
I mean, a lot of it's just dresses. Like, there's this one specific dress that is, like, a fun, which I wouldn't even think I would like this, but it looks like a princess dress from Etsy.
Okay.
And it's, it just looks like, it looks like almost like Cinderella's dress, where it has, like, it's huge.
Yeah.
And I hate it, But I love it.
Yeah. It's kind of like cupcakes in cashmere.
It's truly like a nice, like I've made people look at it and been like, this is a nice dress somehow, right? And people will be like, yes.
Okay.
It's
you're going there. You're telling, if you were to get that dress, you're saying to the world, I want to have a princess day and I want to feel like a princess.
Which I don't even want.
Right.
But part of you does. No, that's okay.
Clearly part of me does want it, but I...
Thank you.
So far off.
Yeah.
The fact that I have this board is just insane. Right. But yeah, it'll be. I mean, I just love weddings. I just think they're so pretty. And I will be like really upset anytime a friend of mine has a wedding that I don't get to plan for them.
Right.
It's more, way more than me wanting to get married. I just want to plan a wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
once I get to
Could
plan.
Could that be a career for you?
Oh.
I mean, I would there totally is that. Do that. I would also be an interior decorator. That'd be
Wait,
really.
No, but I like this career for you because I don't have that, right? Like, I'm like, I don't want to plan your wedding. I don't. Yeah. I didn't want to plan my own wedding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, just if you're like, oh, I really wish that I could do that, I feel like these are when these things are speaking to you. That's right. Your calling.
Yeah.
Are we confused about what we want to do?
No, I mean...
Yeah, because we just solved it right now. Because you're going to be a goddamn fantastic wedding planner.
I mean, I would definitely not do that.
Right, okay.
And I would also be fine as, like, an interior decorator or, like, an English teacher.
Well, are we moving towards these things?
No.
Okay.
English teacher. I wasn't ready for that one.
Real... Is there a secret board for that?
No. Well, there's like a to read Pinterest board. I think that might be secret.
Visible.
I don't remember. Secret. I don't. Yeah, because I think some of them are like weird, and I don't know. I don't like people. I have like most of my Goodreads hidden because I feel like I don't want people to see what I'm reading, even though it's like fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't get that, but. But, you know, is it because that you don't want to be like, I'm so smart?
No, I don't know. It's just like I'm just rereading like Jane. It's almost because it's like too on brand and people are like.
For you.
Yeah. And people are like, yep, another like Edith Wharton novel. Okay, right, and then people will like be annoyed.
Got so it. What do you want to do?
Oh, just sitcom, right? Which is, so I do need many backup careers.
Okay.
Gotcha.
All right, well, we got there.
We got there.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
I really think you should be a wedding planner.
I mean, probably.
Take a look at Rebecca Stone. She's a phenomenal wedding planner.
I definitely will.
Okay, great.
I go to Thousand Layer Cake, the blog, all the time.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
Because it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
They have great. And see, some
like,
of them are annoying.
This is naturally what you're drawn to. I swear. It's like, just hearing you say, like, I don't necessarily, I'm not like that excited for my wedding. I'm really excited to plan other, like, that's,
right.
No one says that. That's right. Revelatory.
Yeah.
That's an important piece of information you should take with you for your life.
I do not want to plan, like, strangers' weddings, though.
I get that.
That sounds bad to me.
But I think you start with a friend's wedding.
Right,
find the joy in it, and you see if that's what you really want to do, because I think you do.
I think you're right.
Okay, good.
I love this. Okay, I love it. I love when you lock someone's life down.
When I get it, like, I got it.
And she got it, and you're done.
You're done.
So just,
done.
Yeah.
Look, write all you want.
Yeah,
I'm not saying
out.
Don't. I'm saying, sure. Like, definitely pursue your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make a fantastic wedding planner.
Thank you so much. It's similar to production designing.
Sure.
Totally.
Which I do as a real job, I guess.
Great.
Yeah. It's a lot like that.
Do you guys feel like... Okay, so pinning, especially if you don't have a knack for it, I feel like sometimes for the home, for your clothing, for a wedding, for a party, you're setting out this like ideal that has been a lot of times completely overproduced in a picture. It's not even necessarily a real attainable thing. There's lighting, there's this, there's that. And I feel like there's sometimes it's setting up an expectation that just can't happen.
Sure.
And pinning is so far from what your real life is and what you're pinning. And I wonder what the psychology kind of is behind that and if it's different for, you know, people in their 20s or I don't know.
I think it's probably dark. like no matter what it is. So the psychology of it.
The psychology of it.
But couldn't it be light? Couldn't it be like a vision board?
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's ideal. Like, I do think the concept of it is it's like a virtual vision board. I do think that that's – but I think when you're maybe looking at this virtual vision board and it doesn't resemble anything like what you are or what you could do or any part of you, then I just wonder if it's helpful or not. I don't know. Right. I don't know. But I think for some people it is. Mm-hmm. Like, but I think other folks get into it and it's like, and yeah. I want this and I want this. And then when it doesn't look anything like that because that's hard, it's disappointing.
I think I'm probably more of a realism panner.
Right. Well, yeah.
Of like stuff that like if I had my own apartment, I would be able to construct a very like.
Why where are don't you we have our own apartment?
I'm just like sublet hopping lightly while I wait for my best friend to move out of her parents' house.
Okay, so there's a goal.
There's a goal.
Well, that makes me feel a little better. Great. But okay, so when you say subletting, like, are we talking like a year sublet or like 2 months?
Like
sublet?
2 to 3 months usually.
Those are hard to find.
They are actually not hard to find in like the I found all of them on like Women of UCB. The like message. Hot, and it's all like
hot
people.
Tip alert.
Yeah. Join Women of UCB, the Facebook group. and yeah, it's all people I know.
Okay.
It's been so far. And then right now I'm house sitting for my boss for 3 months. Great. So that's nice.
Great. Should we play a little game?
I think we should. So are you dating?
No.
Have you been on any dates recently?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
But you're a very pretty, blonde, wholesome looking. You know, there's something, there is like a throwback sense to you where you're.
That's so funny that you say that. Because I get hit on way more by, like, people in their 60s.
Oh, okay.
Probably. Like,
that's
50,
too old.
60. It is too old.
Okay.
Like, 50s, 60s than I do just anyone else ever.
I thought you were going to really say, like, concerning. Late 30s or something.
No. That's very concerning.
It is. I figured it out once that it's like a throwback thing of where I kind of look like people that were popular, I think, in like the
you
80s.
Do. You know what? You won't. I think you even take it back further.
In the 70s. Like 70. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I think there is maybe something to the 80s, but.
It was because someone was showing me. I don't remember.
Someone
if
broke
it's
out
the
80s. Something from like they dusted off some old like they went.
It was like
blowing the dust off.
It was like someone.
They went into a time capsule.
Yeah, someone showed me like a maybe it was like a calendar or something of like people that were like hot in the 80s.
Yes, you do have that look. Fresh faced American, shiny like, hair.
It's very all. Yeah, it's very all American.
All American. Yeah.
It's
yes.
Definitely, I would say not as in now. Right. Even though like, I feel
it's
fine.
Always in. All American is always in.
I don't know, man.
Listen, man. Sis, I'm on to you.
Sis. Yeah, definitely. When I go like out with friends that have more of like an alternative vibe, right. I would say people gear towards. Them.
Like tattoos and like lip rings and things like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, or even just like pointier face. I don't
pointier
know. Like
pointier faces. Did you say pointier faces?
She did. She said that.
Well, you do have rounder. Yeah.
It's like I look like soft. I don't know. Like soft? Not. I don't. It's hard to describe. Like, it's hard to describe.
You look
yourself.
Like, honestly, you probably, when Martha Stewart, who was very beautiful when she was younger, you probably could pass for, like, a very, very, like, young Martha Stewart.
Thank you so much. That's the nicest Candace thing anyone's
Bergen,
ever said to me.
Candace, bit, yes. Right? Yes.
I get
Sybil Shepherd.
I get Sybil Shepherd the most,
oh, yeah.
probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to this hot date you went on.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
It was totally fine. Just very, I just, it was my suggestion of.
Where did this guy come from? Or girl?
Just we're friends. And guy. I just suggested seeing like a very.
So you planned the date?
I did.
Ooh.
Yeah, very modern woman. And I suggested seeing like a dramatic rom-com, which is like
what
not
was
a good
the name
first.
Of it?
It was Sleeping with Other People.
Okay.
Movie. Yeah. Okay.
It's
okay.
Very like the full scope of a relationship. Of like
so it's
a
like start to finish, sex in between.
Yeah.
Blows up in your face.
Yeah. And then like, it was just like, it was weird. It was a weird first date pick.
Because you're basically like, here's a movie about like falling in love and then hating each other.
Yeah.
Sure.
Great. Yeah.
And did he know he was on a date, this friend that you asked out?
Yeah.
How did he know?
Because you kissed him.
No.
Oh, okay.
You did the popcorn trick?
No, it was...
Hole in the popcorn, dick in there,
jerk off.
You did that trick?
That's a good one. That's a classic.
That's a classic, yeah.
80s. Totally 80s.
Totally 80s. Totally young Martha.
Yeah.
Martha probably did have...
Oh, she's filthy.
No, she like knitted fucking cock cozies and just like brought those to the theater.
Cock cozies.
Yeah.
So how did he know it was a date?
He did. He, like, paid for the movie.
Oh, okay.
So, it just got me thinking about dates.
Okay.
We're going to play a little game called Sexy or Creepy.
Cool. Great.
So, if a guy was to do this on a first date, would it be sexy or creepy?
He feeds you.
Do it.
He feeds you.
I'm already creepy.
You're already, by our tone.
And just he feeds you is I'm already out.
Great. Creepy.
Yeah.
Baby talk.
Creepy.
Not on any. There's no world in which.
No circumstance.
How about 4 months in?
No circumstance.
Okay.
You don't make a baby talk?
No circumstance.
No circumstance.
She's like, get the fuck
no circumstance.
Here.
No circumstance.
I'm gonna lean way on the. It's creepy. Like okay. I'm a very unromantic person.
Cool.
Yeah.
Referring to yourself in the third person.
Creepy.
Okay. Okay, being super, and I'm not just saying like nice, but like super nice to the waitress. Extra small talk, you know, that doesn't really need to happen.
Annoying, but not creepy.
Okay.
I would prefer that to being rude to the waitress.
Great. Agreed.
Yeah.
When he says, you look like someone I've dated before.
It happened to me, not at this time, a different time, but.
Sexy?
No, creepy. Oh, don't love it.
What did you say?
I think I was like, cool.
Cool. Cool, man.
Yeah, we didn't
cool, go sis.
On another date.
When he says, I tell my mom everything, we're super close.
Not into it.
Not into it.
But not creeped. Like, I'm not creeped out by it. Yeah, canceled.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Multiple condoms fall out of his pocket.
I'm more okay with that than all the other things you've said.
Sexy. She thinks it's sexy.
I don't think it's sexy.
No, she said it. You basically what you said was like, I like all those condoms falling out of the pocket.
That's what you said. You're into it.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Just compare. Yeah. Comparatively to
it's great
versus
news.
Baby talk. I'll take the multiple condoms. Yeah.
He orders for you.
Oh no.
No, thank you.
No.
And under no circumstance.
I mean, unless we talked about it, I guess.
Yeah.
That's fine. But no.
All right. Here's the last one. When he says, by the end of the night, I won't be able to stop myself from kissing you.
Horrible. No. Creepy.
Come on now. Hold on 1 second. You're having the time of best date you've ever been on. Best date. Have you ever been on a great date?
Yeah.
Okay. And if that, well, you were going along and then he said that towards the end, you're done?
I mean... I'm probably not done, but I hate it.
I hate it so much.
I really just don't like. And I'm like aware
are you,
that
where
I'm
are
alone
you from?
In this. Santa Barbara.
Oh, all right. I mean, I thought maybe like Connecticut or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, go ahead.
I'm like so alone in this, but I just hate like regular romance stuff.
What kind of romance do you like?
Jazzed up romance.
Just like
Pinterest romance.
Just like
DIY
like
romance. bros. You just want to bro out.
I mean, not like...
Look, no, this is the new wait, bro.
Not like bros, like frat bros, but like friends. Like,
you want a just friend.
Like, yeah, just, yeah.
Friends.
Yeah.
Plus sex.
Yeah.
But not anything sexy.
But no, like... No. Like, no, like, overt showings of romance, like, sending, like, showing up to stuff with flowers I don't like.
This just in, don't whine and dine this one.
I mean, for real, though.
I don't know why, but I just don't like it.
You don't like it. You might grow into it. Somebody. There might be somebody who you get. Oh, you're a tough cookie. Oh, man. They see you knitting sweaters and doing cutesy cutesy.
Yeah, it seems like I would be the kind of girl that would right. be like super into it. But no.
And do you make bar face when you see your friends like lovey dovey?
I hate PDA. Okay. Yeah. But yeah. like, I mean, like hold hands, I guess.
Knock yourselves like, out. Yeah.
Kiss for like less than 1 second in public, don't yeah. care at all. But
yeah, no, I mean, there's a line.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, you have given us a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of strange feelings about your relationship with romance. This is really what I want to say.
Yeah. I'm going to be alone forever.
No, stop it now.
Definitely not. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to boot back up the proletariat goop.
Right.
Yeah.
You're going to sashay that over into
my wedding planning
career. A wedding planning career. Yeah. And, you know, I'm going to give you 5 years. We'll see you back here. Hear we'll all about the biz.
23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 23. You know what? You're going to be a little too old, but we can make an exception. We can make an exception.
So
and
we're going to
do
have
a very
back.
Special episode Great. Where we find out where Allie has landed.
Hopefully, like... A very not sad special episode.
No, well, and great one.
By that time, you'll be a few years away from your own wedding.
Yeah.
So we'll have a lot
yeah,
to talk
three
about.
Years. Yeah. 30, like, lock it in at 31.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. This guy this is really plan. In for it. This
I think
guy.
We should pin this.
This poor guy.
Yeah, pin we'll it all. Pin it. I feel
can
great
we
about
come
this.
To the wedding?
Absolutely.
Oh, God.
I can't
thank
wait
you.
To go to that wedding. It's going to be great, honestly.
If you need help, she can emboss all your save the dates.
I'm going to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Allie.
Thank you for
Where can people
me.
Find you?
Yeah.
Only pretty much on Twitter at Monroe Allie. And then I just changed my Instagram name like 2 days ago.
Go ahead.
To the Allie Monroe Doctrine.
Oh.
Which I tried to do on Twitter.
Yeah.
But it's too long.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you happen to see those sweet little shorts that Allie Monroe sashayed out of here in?
So cute, yo.
So cute. Check it out in the pictures. She made them.
I mean, she's like a good friend to have.
Seriously.
You know?
I bet like when she gets you a birthday present, it's wrapped real nice.
I know. With like twine.
Ugh. Twine.
Twine.
A feather.
Yes.
A chopstick.
One chopstick, one feather, and twine.
I bet it's beautiful. I hope she buys me something.
You know, these gals with their DIY and their youth, you know.
That was fun. We haven't had someone who's come in to talk about their favorite crafting things. It's,
right.
It's not my world, and I kind of wish it was more, you
right.
know. Because I think in every woman's life, there is a time when that you enter that world,
you
whether you want to or not.
Yeah. I definitely, through working with HGTV stuff, I definitely got the bug. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not crazy about it. It's not like I'm doing it all the time, but.
Well, your apartment's beautiful.
Oh, well.
Talking about the bug.
It was an HGTV. Whatever. I can't speak. It's fun. It's like fun to like make coasters and to make this and that. And like the embossing really is fun. And, you know, you do a little bit of it and you're like, wow, that wasn't hard. And a lot of times you can make gifts that are budget. Do you know what I'm saying? And they're so special.
See, I that's the place where I fail. My best friend and I once were like, let's just make each other gifts. And she's super crafty.
Right.
I forget what she made me, but I'm sure it was amazing and I still have it and still use it.
Yeah.
I tried to do like a cake stand with like.
Sure.
It was
like
a hot mess.
You took an old.
tray or something and turned it upside down and glued an old vase to the bottom.
Correct. The bottom of a vase or something like that. Yeah.
And I don't even think it arrived to her in one piece. She never mentioned it. She literally was like, thanks for the gift. It's not in her home. Right. Like it's, you know,
it's in the
nor would I think it should be. I mean,
no, it didn't belong anywhere.
No, it belongs in the trash.
Right. So sis, we haven't gotten down to if it's a thing.
Sounds like it's fake.
Now, I'm going to take it out for a spin.
I don't mind you doing that because I do like the concept.
I enjoyed saying it to Ryan, and I think it's fun to say it to men, you know.
He really giggled.
He did. He's still, like, smiling over it.
Yeah, so I think it might be the right move.
Hey, sis.
Yeah.
Hey, sis. What's up?
What up, sis?
What up, sis? I like it. Yeah. Why are we like this? You know, why can't it be that?
It could. Why does it always have to be bro? Why do you bros always have to be fucking bros?
Exactly.
Sisses are stepping up.
Sisses in the mix.
All right.
So we are OMFG.
We are on the Twitters at OMFGpod. I'm Emily Foster, and I'm at Frida Foster.
I'm Deanna Raphael. I am at Deanna Raphael and Emily Foster at Frida Foster. Do we have a correction about TIFF?
Oh, God, do we ever. So in a couple episodes back, we read out a tweet from somebody. They were asking us what TIFF means. We looked it up and it really, you know, we took it to the old-timey meaning of fight or squabble or
whatever it was. Or an extension for a photo, like a GIF.
Right. Like a GIF or a TIFF. But really, it was Toronto International Film Festival. So if you're listening, we apologize. We were wrong. Together we learn. Together we grow. Yes. Tomorrow is a new day.
Praise the Lord.
Keep asking us because we're not afraid to look like total fucking assholes.
So stupid. And shout out to Katie Ferraro at Ferraro K. I love OMFG pod. Hashtag work commute. Thanks, girl.
And we apologize if your voice is less sultry and adorable than Deanna made it, but she can't do anything other than be that fucking cute. All right, we love you.
Bye-bye.
Don't forget to go to poprageous.com today to get 20% off your first order and free U.S. shipping. Poprageous specializes in leggings that are both stylish and functional. They offer hundreds of different styles inspired by art and pop culture, including designs like the Oregon Trail, PDX Carpet, Pac-Man, Emojis, Tetris, and many more. Check out poprageous.com. That's poprageous.com and use code OMFG at checkout for 20% off your entire first order and free shipping.
Attention humans, before you turn your podcast application off, why not listen to the best podcast in the universe? Improv for Humans with Matt Besser.
Oh, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me.
Improv legend Matt Besser and his friends. Take your suggestions.
Three of the best improvisers in the world will be improvising off your suggestions given to me at Twitter, newspaper articles. We're going to crap on YouTube.
And turn them into long-form improv comedy.
But I wasn't referring to the lion when I said lion. I was referring to your tooth.
What?
That's what I call teeth now.
Oh, I see.
Lions. Right now, we're going to knock that crown right out in one fast shot.
What do you know?
Swift shot.
Can I be honest with you?
What?
As your sole defender? I'm beginning to feel that your lion hunting activities are crossing into your dental activities in a way that I had not anticipated.
Listen to Improv for Humans on iTunes, Evolve.com, Howl, or your favorite podcast app.
Pop.
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 This has been a Wolf Pop production. Executive produced by Paul Scheer, Adam Sachs, Chris Bannon, and Matt Gourley. For more information and content, visit wolfpop.com.